Well, another Michigan university is going to have to pay millions of dollars to former school athletes, mostly, who say they were molested by a team doctor. The University of Michigan has reached a $490 million settlement with those who sued the school, saying they had been sexually assaulted by the late Dr. Robert Anderson. Taking a deeper dive on this with a look, WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Of the $490 million in total settlement, $460 million will be available to about 1,050 people who've come forward and said they were abused by Dr. Anderson. $30 million is going to be reserved for possible future claimants. U of M spokesperson Rick Fitzgerald said the university will pay the $490 million settlement from university reserves and insurance proceeds, excluding tuition, gift receipts, and state appropriation receipts that will supplement the proceeds to cover the settlement. Anderson worked at U of M from 1968 to 2003. He died in 2008. Anderson's sexual assaults were an open secret among U of M athletes. Anderson was known to give unnecessary rectal and testicular exams to students. He also alleged trading sexual favors for letters to send to Vietnam draft boards, establishing men as homosexual and therefore they weren't eligible for the draft. Former U of M wrestler Tad DeLuca said he raised concerns about Anderson back in 1975. He had gone to Anderson for a shoulder problem and received unnecessary treatment. The settlement is about $10 million less than the one reached at Michigan State for the hundreds of survivors of Larry Nassar. Attorney Jamie White said in a statement, it's time for the Michigan legislators to look at why two of the largest scandals in the history of the country, Larry Nassar and Robert Anderson, happened at Michigan's two largest universities. And Paul, when you really look at it, nearly $1 billion has been paid in settlements to Michigan State and U of M over sexual assaults involving physicians.
Just incredible. It was just incredible. And here you had one that preyed mostly on women and young girls and one that preyed mostly on men and young boys. And in our same state, two great universities, and it went on for years. And so one of the big stories out of all of this is, what in the world goes on in our current culture that someone like that, two monsters, could get away with doing what they were doing, not a few times, but hundreds of times over a period of years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in the case, again, of U of M, Dr. Anderson, the guys talked about this amongst themselves. They knew this guy was trouble.
They made jokes about him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I guess at the time, you know, society certainly looked at things differently, 30, 40 years ago, that's for sure. This just seems, completely out of left field. And the fact that all these millions of dollars are now being paid out, it's something really, I think that the attorney, Jamie White, is probably correct. Legislators need to probably look at this.
Well, yeah, here's the question, and I mean no harm to lawyers. We need good lawyers at times like this, and I'm assuming that all these people involved are good lawyers, but honestly, I don't know the specifics, and maybe you do. Out of $490 million, are the lawyers paid out of that amount, or is there a separate fund set aside for the legal expenses?
As far as I know, they're going to be paid out of that settlement, as far as I know, and the settlement, you know, is going to be very high. You knew when we looked at the Flint water settlement, remember all the court proceedings that took place there because of the high fees that attorneys were being paid for that settlement. So you know that the fees are going to be high here as well.
Well, they say in the story that you're bringing to us, Marie Osborne, is that U of M has paid more than, well, nearly $30 million in legal and other costs already tied to the sexual assault allegations against Anderson. And that was as of October. So you know that there's going to be a equally high or higher bill for the law firms that had to deal with 1,050 people. every one of those people, I presume, had to be interviewed, and they had to keep track of what they said and what their allegations were. I mean, there's significant work involved here, without any question. So I'm just wondering how much of the money will then be divvied up among the 1,050 people. And as you mentioned, it's a $490 million settlement, with $30 million of that for future claimants who choose to participate. And they have to come forward before the end of July of next year to be a part of it. It's always fascinating to me how something like this works. I guess what they say to the 1,050 people is you can be a part of this class action suit, or you can try to do it on your own. But if you do it on your own, it's going to be extremely expensive. Isn't that, right, isn't that the way they come to an agreement like this?
Right, exactly. It will be. They want everybody in the same pool, because that way they can go through court one time. You were asking about how much the average accuser in this case is going to get. It's about $438,000.
Yeah, I divided and looked at that, but that was based on the figures we were given. And since these, I don't believe, are the net figures, I'm not sure how they came up with that amount. I mean, I'd like to know what the net figures are after expenses, I guess.
After attorney fees, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's some major expenses here, as one would expect in a case like this. Anyway, the biggest part of this, well, first of all, the biggest part is trying to help these victims in both cases. And by the way, it's happened across the country. But the biggest part is finding out why things like this can happen and happen regularly for years. And no one no one says anything, or no one pays attention when someone does say something. That's the bigger, deeper problem I see if we're going to try to make sure this never happens again. And that's the whole point, isn't it? To try to make sure something like this never happens again. We compensate the people who've already been damaged and hurt and victimized, but we really want to believe that we couldn't ever let this happen again.
Right. And then you can also imagine, you know, as a parent, thinking back to your student being in an elite athletic program at one of these universities and then finding out that they'd been abused for years. And you've been paying tuition in some cases. Right. So I just wonder how a lot of those families feel about all that.
You know, that seems to me that'd be a whole different subset of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Don't you think the parents have rights too?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who have been paying for this. There's all kinds of ways you could look at that as being yet another lawsuit. I don't know if that's what's happening or not. And I don't even know if when people sign on to this, they have to sign a paper saying, oh, yeah, by the way, my family won't turn around and sue now, too. Because you'd have great grounds to sue, because you've got proof that there was a problem here, because there's been a lawsuit settled and with punishment payments being made.
Right, right.
Fascinating. Let's just somehow make sure it never happens again. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst here, with 18 degrees, traffic and weather, and more useful, helpful information coming your way here on WJR.